Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tomorrow, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9 on this show. And then we will head to the Cape for our second Cape Cod roadshow of the fourth roadshow season. Tomorrow night, we will be at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth for pregame. Mm. And the food looks great there. I saw a stuffed quahog on the menu. And you know me, I'm like Roger Berkowitz, Shime. Mm-hmm. More clams. So, pregame with us.
Not enough clams.
There's not enough effing clams. Never. There's never enough effing clams.
Massive menu, though, and very, very cute logo. Yeah. Very cute
okay,
logo.
Great.
I bet their merch is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. And then Friday, it's the road show at the Beachcomber. And we will see you there from 6 to 10.
We love all of our destinations.
Yes.
They're like children. The single most questioned as to the timing and part of the trip is the Beachcomber. Whenever we do this, the people that ask me, when are you going?
Oh,
95% of the questions are, when are you going to be at the Beachcomber?
Yeah. Well, when picking apart road shows and determining which element of each is the best, I would argue that there's no better view than you get at the Beachcomber, like looking out over that bluff.
Amazing.
Onto Marconi Beach is beautiful. And then when you're driving there in the morning and the sun is coming up and it's hopefully a reasonably beautiful morning, there's nothing better than that.
It's a great location.
It's an awesome location. Yeah. There may be a question about that location when we play Truth or Fraudulent, the Cape Cod edition on Friday's Roadshow. So, you know what? Speaking of weather, let's open up the window world of Boston, Chris Curtis weather window. Curtis?
So, we'll get right to Wellfleet, okay? Tomorrow, perfect. 75, sunny, Greg, sunscreen, UV of 10.
Mm.
Friday, looking like, let's see, at 6 a.m. when we get on the air, making sure that Ken does things accurately, it's going to be 61 degrees, partly cloudy, no rain whatsoever.
Excellent.
Going to be up approaching the mid-60s by the end of the broadcast at the Pearl at 2 o'clock for your foundational event with the Raw Bar, Rockin' Raw Bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Finally got it right. will be 67 degrees and partly cloudy.
And we are doing, I think, our first ever Greg Hill Foundation Cape Cod specific event, which Curtis is talking about, Rock and Raw at the Pearl in Wellfleet. And as of yesterday afternoon, thanks to you incredibly generous, wonderful people, there were only 20 tickets left. So if you would like to join us, we will be there with a great band and happy hour and an open Raw Bar from 2 until 5 after the road show at the Pearl in Wellfleet, and that is on Friday afternoon. All right, couple leads left. Maybe Wellfleet will name a street after you. Wiggy.
All right. I'll take that.
I mean, you got the key to the city in Newport.
Right.
Now every single street in Indiana is named after a Pacer.
Right.
So that was Courtney's lead. Maybe we'll get a street for you while we are in Wellfleet.
I'd love to have it.
But your lead this morning.
All right. So my lead this morning is this. So I want all the fans out there that are always complaining about NFL players holding out. They shouldn't do it. All this other nonsense. When you start to look, because we've seen a couple guys, whether it's Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals, T.J. Watt is doing it in Pittsburgh, I believe Terry McLaurin in Washington wanting new money because they know the NFL is short. The Cincinnati Bengals, talk about a horrific team when it comes to taking care of their players, valued at $5.2 billion. Now, I don't know how true this is, but they said the revenue in 2023 was $549 million. Their rookie that they drafted, the Shamar Stewart kid, everybody's been kind of coming down on him because he's holding out. He's holding out because the Cincinnati Bengals are trying to do something, set a new precedent with rookie contracts and basically saying, we are have the ability to void guaranteed money in the future if something happens. And I say good for the kid for holding out because he's just like, word it like you did for the kid you drafted last year and the year before that. Don't do that. Trey Hendrickson, 30 years old, 17 and a half sacks last year and the year before. Myles Garrett, AFC North competitor, four-year extension, $160 million, $123 and guaranteed. That's why I think the Patriots should be going after Trey Hendrickson. They do not want to pay this guy money, so he has to hold out. It just goes to show you how these people, I understand they're always like, oh, NFL players, they shouldn't hold out. But when you see how these organizations operate, and when you're a player and you know, guess what? When it's all said and done and you get hurt or your career's over, the franchise is still going to be worth the billions and billions of dollars off the blood, sweat, and tears that it built on your back. So if you have an opportunity to capitalize, then you need to take advantage of it. If you're the young kid who people are calling out in Cincinnati, look at what they're trying to do to him. Void future guaranteed money. Like, unless you do something stupid off the field, like, why would you even write that into the contract where you're trying when you've never done it before?
Right.
So it just.
And you believe this to be okay because the NFL, the owners, can, without any real reason, can just cut you. And so they don't live up to their end of the bargain. Players should not have to either in that league specifically.
I remember we always have the great Ty Law in here. And when the franchise came to him and said, you know what? You're probably not worth the $12 million that we want you, that your contract says you should be paid this year. We want you to take a pay cut. So, yeah, I don't, and that's why, but the
And just quickly, Wiggs, like, not to say, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, and I'm not. I wouldn't mock addiction, obviously, but the owner of the Colts gets $400 million in shared national TV money every year before they sell a ticket, a shirt, a parking spot. And that is without any issues being nothing you do off the field or away from the office impacts your earning power. He certainly had many instances where he did not behave in ways that would be appreciated or accepted if he were a player, yet that money is fully guaranteed. And he, in the same breath, can cut a player for no reason and not give him the full contract that they signed. So if you're a player and you do a favor for an owner, you are a moron.
Yeah.
I think I saw, I don't know if we will have time to get to it during they said it because we got a lot, but I think I saw Joe Burrow yesterday calling, like legit calling his ownership out on not paying guys.
So. Yeah, and it's, you got to, you know, it's not like the NBA or some of these other sports. Like Jason Tatum signed that $319 million deal. He gets hurt. Let's say he comes back and he's never the same guy or he never plays again. He gets all that money.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that in the league. And especially for the young kid who a lot of people, why are you all of a sudden trying to change this precedent or trying to have a new precedent of the rookie contracts all of a sudden?
What about this? A 978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line says you can hold out, but without hurting your team, show up to practice and work on your contract or ask to be traded.
Yeah, he's there. The rookie's there. I don't know. I think maybe Trey Hendrickson. Like, the new rule now is, what do they call it? They call it the hold in, where you're there, you're doing everything. Yeah. And I think
they call that the Judon.
Yeah. I think most of those guys are doing it.
But why don't fans say, yeah, the player will get on the field when you pay him his value? Like, it's the way in which the ownership use the media in all markets to pressure their players by their fans is really beneath, I think, most of them. Like, the player has a 3-year career on average, Wiggs, right?
Yep.
So if you had 3 years to maximize your earning potential, you would do everything you could to ensure you were paid at the top of your market before you risked an injury.
Because you know why? Fans can relate to the millionaire professional athletes, and they go, wait a second, if I was making $25 million, I wouldn't do that.
I'd do it for free.
Right, but they can't relate, which is weird, to the billionaire owner who's saying, well, we're not trying to give him that money.
Yeah.
When they look much more like the owner than the player.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
I'm aware that this is probably an old head near boomer lead, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it anyway. I saw a headline yesterday which read, college students spiraling during finals due to ChatGPT outage. Apparently, ChatGPT went down. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see one of the students who are, they must have finals late. It seemed like it was late, but there must be some schools that are still having finals. And this individual says, I don't know if ChatGPT is down or my brain, because how am I supposed to study for my finals? There was one student in the article that I read who said, who's going to teach me what I need to know? Well, my thought on this was, aren't you supposed to learn it in the class that you attended from the professor who was there to teach you everything? Or are you supposed to just at the finals, just go to ChatGPT and have them write your paper for you? Is this a problem for our society, Curtis?
Oh,
what are we doing?
I agree with you that it is becoming a problem, but because I don't have ChatGPT because I don't want to become too reliant on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same way that when I was in college, the difference between me and you is I had a computer and a laptop to use Google, and you didn't when
right.
you were in school.
Right,
now
right.
this is the
nobody
new
nobody Googles anything anymore.
Right.
I bing it.
Also, I was talking yesterday. I presented a Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award in Carver, Massachusetts.
Was Shime there?
No. Beautiful, beautiful town, though. And I was talking to a dude who is in the electric industry. And he was telling me that there is a massive drain on electricity from AI. So much so that they are building power plants or trying to build power plants left and right in this country.
Wait, is that going to cause global warming?
All you hear is, please get rid of your gasoline-powered automobile engine. You don't hear anything about stop relying on artificial intelligence and try utilizing some human intelligence.
Don't they still have spark notes like they did when I was in college?
Here we go. Go ahead. Justify it for me. Justify a computer, a robot, writing your whole entire paper for you as opposed to you learning what you needed to learn.
That's not what I said at all. I asked if they still have Spark Notes, which is the easy way to quickly know what a book was about, and then you write your report on it.
Yeah, but then
you didn't read the book.
Right.
So?
But we all used it. Right. Yeah, but teachers, you were getting...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tested on a book chime, teachers would go to SparkNotes, see what the questions that they had or the summary had, and then they'd find ways around it and ask questions that are not in the SparkNotes. ChatGPT is so much harder to control if you're a teacher.
So what does ChatGPT do for you?
You literally ask ChatGPT. It's an app.
Yep.
You ask it a question, any question in the world, and it will give you the answer
immediately. Okay, what can we do, Butler? Let's do it right now.
Or it's like if you're in a meeting, I know some people that will go into meetings and they'll have their ChatGPT open. It will record the meeting audio and then it will do all of your notes for you after.
So
people use it to do everything.
People
use it to send an email memo. People use it to write radio copy, and then the salesperson has no idea what the copy is for their client that they represent.
That's why I always screw up copy, because it never makes sense. That's why I haven't downloaded it, because I like my haters too much. I'd be too powerful if I had ChatGPT.
But I think it's
because
like,
I'd never screw up.
And I think it's a little bit of Greg, you know, old man from a different era.
I mean, here's there's a text that says, where is it? It's an attack at me personally, which basically says, a guy who didn't graduate from high school is giving advice. Oh, here it is. 603 text from New Hampshire. High school dropout, reading students the Riot Act on education is gold. Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. I didn't graduate.
I mean, any advantage you could.
You're listening to a dropout there, Einstein.
I think it's like cool for kids. Any advantage that you can get to help you, you know, whether it's writing papers or getting answers to
the new Google.
Yeah, because when he was in school, he had to go find an encyclopedia.
Right, correct.
He had to go to a library. But guess what? We live in a world nowadays where we can do things that maybe our parents couldn't do.
No. It's not you doing something. It's artificial intelligence doing it for you.
Oh, yeah, or we can rely on things to help us.
No.
Greg, ChatGPT is not taking the test for them. They have to go in and still take a test for a final.
But they didn't have to go to, I'm assuming they didn't go to any class because they know the material themselves. So therefore.
They still have to learn the material, right? ChatGPT can't just insert it into their brain.
No, but ChatGPT is probably creating a study guide for them. That's probably what they're using it for.
Yeah, that's just a tool.
If I were to give a TED Talk.
I'm just doing devil's advocate on both sides. Like, to Greg's point, back in the day, you had to create your own study guide.
But also,
so you were learning it better.
Guess what? Back in the day, you had to crank up your car. So do we still want to do that?
What in the world?
What does that mean, crank up your car?
Like, you had to, like, you know, you had to, like,
in
you
the
know.
Front of the car, they had a crank. That's how you would start it.
Right.
Like the window?
Yes.
No, like the engine.
I remember when the window you had to crank.
No, the engine. Like, you know, you ever see somebody ride it? You ever see a dirt bike or how they start a dirt bike where they do like a kickstart?
Oh, yeah.
But it was on like the front of the car. You had to like, you know.
Oh.
Here's what I would say
to
everybody.
You still want cars like that?
No.
All right.
Free advice. Be your own person. Don't use it. And you will have a far easier life finding success. when everybody is using AI, there has never been a bigger thirst for original, honest, and unique conversation. So do that. As I was at one of the Montessori lunches where I'm the dumbest person there by a wide margin, and there was a guy that got his PhD in AI in 2004 at Stanford. And he's like 20 years ahead of the curve, but he said, you know what? People say teachers are going to be obsolete. That all, he said, we have never needed thinkers, logic and reason more than we do now. Because the computer can do many things. It cannot do that. And that's why I think it's a good time, actually, if you want to stand out. It's never been easier.
And when you rely on these technology platforms for everything, and they go down, like ChatGPT did yesterday, you're SOL. Like, you can't function as a human being.
Then should we just, like, not rely on email and stuff, too? Like, all of that is on computers and online.
That is a horrible analogy.
No, it's the same thing. You're utilizing a tool that's available to you via a computer or technology. That's all it is.
There's always going to be an alternate way for me to communicate
with someone. Take advantage of that. You know, take advantage. No, the great thing about, you know, I don't use it, clearly, because you could tell, by the way, I can't spell to save my life, but... Great that they invented a thing on
spell check.
Yeah. Before you had to find a dictionary and be like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Or you had to know how to spell the word.
Yeah, if you didn't know how to spell the word, it was like, all right, where's the closest dictionary? I'm with Shyam. I like the fact that you can utilize these things to help you out. Can a ChatGPT actually write you a paper?
Can you ask?
Yeah, but that's technically plagiarism. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea.
Yes.
When Kostos joins us at 8:30,
yes,
can we have ChatGPT take on Kostos and Shyam for the U.S. Open?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Let's do that.
Done.
This, real quick, this is Jimmy from Foxborough, who is a high school teacher. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So what kids do, actually, a lot of teachers will let kids take tests on computers now. And what kids will do is they'll go on ChatGPT and they'll actually type in the question from the test and get the answer and then put in the answer.
Yep.
That's what kids will do.
Right,
so, yes, it is allowing them to cheat. They don't have to study. They do write full papers and pass it in. But, you know, there's a lot of safeguards to that, and teachers know now, like, what to look for. And you also know you've seen a kid's writing before, so you know when they start putting words in their papers that they've never used before and never know what it means. You're like, yeah, you didn't write this. No. So, yeah, they are using it for tests. There are some teachers that do give tests on computers. Kids will open ChatGPT, put in the question, get the answer, and they get hundreds on tests.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is. It makes you suspicious if somebody is writing a science paper and they include something in it, phrasing-wise, that they clearly don't understand.
From a brain-eating amoeba.
Right.
I was wondering where that was going.
That's okay.
Yep. New way to cheat.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we used to have to write stuff down.
That would be hard, though. ChatGPT doesn't speak to you, so I wouldn't really.
Bottleism?
I mean, we used to write stuff down on papers, Courtney, and put them underneath our legs or try to slide them up underneath our paper.
We used to do it in the calculator. Yeah. We'd try to write notes in the calculator.
We're loaded up with stuff, but real quick, somebody suggested a weekly bit, end of the week, called What Is She Talking About? Where we analyze various statements you've made during the week and see if the winner knows what you are actually meant to be talking about.
I love Bimia, like Africa.
Maybe we could introduce that at the roadshow.
Do you
on
speak
Friday.
Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtneyisms.
Right. Speaking Courtneyisms.
Yeah.
All right.
My favorite thing is, no matter the topic, we can always end on Courtney mispronouncing words.
Like, it's unbelievable, right?
It really is.
It's Greg's
greatest skill.
Are you like most people, Courtney?
Yes.
You know, most people mispronounce.
And it's always the people in Twitch that I meet them in person and they can't form a sentence.
Copacetic.
So. Yeah.
All right. Here is Courtney. To form several sentences on what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox win, beating the Rays 3-1 at Fenway. And the big news, in front of his family, Roman Anthony got his first major league hit, driving in runners on second and third to give the Sox a 2-0 lead. Trevor Story also hit a bomb to go give the Sox three.
Pretty good month so far for Trevor Story.
Yeah.
We can talk to Lou about this.
It's been good.
9 games in June, hitting well over 300. So maybe there's a turnaround
If you get those bats going and you got the Rands going, Devers is going, you can start you know, Anthony gets going, you get some of those guys going, like, consistently, you can make definitely make a run for the wild card.
Last one with the Rays tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at 1 apiece. And the U.S. Open is set to tee off tomorrow at Oakmont right outside of Pittsburgh. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at plus 270. The first tee time of the day is 6:45. Rory McIlroy set to tee off very early at 7:40 a.m. You won't see Scheffler till the afternoon. He's at 125. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending.
They said it's called.
Yep, is up next.
The Red Sox even the series with the Rays and can win back-to-back series with a win tonight. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will talk about it with Lou Merlone, who will join us at 9 this morning. And we'll talk about the Red Sox on tomorrow's show with Craig Breslow at 9, the Red Sox front office report. Before we head to roadshow number 5 in this fourth roadshow season at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. By the way, probably Thursday night and Friday only, limited edition, small batch.
Smoking hot.
I was just
available.
Text.
Available only while they last. Beachcomber Roadshow Foundation collab navy blue sweatshirts.
I was
hoodies only available.
I was just texting Ashley saying I need one of those to be put aside.
Don't you love?
I am obsessed.
You are,
and I'm a navy. I love navy. It's probably my favorite color. So that's a perfect sweatshirt, guys, gals.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. That's a good one.
We will have regular roadshow merch available as we do at every roadshow, but this is a one timer. Thanks to Dan and everybody down at the Coma. And we did something like this during pandemic, and is that the
shirt of New England?
I was just gonna say, you said that one time that everybody has a Beachcomber sweatshirt. Everybody,
It's one of those things where I never noticed it before, and now it's all I see.
The hat too. That is probably the most worn T-shirt or logo around.
I thought it was the Wicked Smart.
Yeah. I have a really dumb question.
Yes.
Why would anybody give an F that your car went to the top of Mount Washington?
Your car.
Well,
it is the most stupid, pointless bumper sticker that you see on every fifth car.
Can you drive to the top of Mount Washington?
I've never done it. I see it on people's bumper. It's a bumper sticker.
Is that
the
one that's in New Hampshire?
Yes, Mount Washington is in New Hampshire. We may include that in Truth or Fraudulent during the Bernie's Roadshow. Also, I got a text during the break about the Dive Roadshow, which is the last roadshow of the season. And we will launch shortly online contests for the – there's like 60 people, I think, thereabouts that are allowed on the Dive. And so we're going to give those spots away to listeners. Of course, everybody, there are armadas, full New Hampshire armadas of boats that are planning on coming on Wednesday the 3rd. Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Thursday the 3rd.
The 3rd of July.
Yeah, Thursday the 3rd.
So, but we're going to do a little contest so that we can fairly distribute the opportunity to be actually on floor 1 or floor 2 of the floating barge bar, which is the Dive in Smalls Cove for the final roadshow of this roadshow season.
I have so many questions about that one, and just trying to picture it in my brain just doesn't. It's going to be insane. Have you ever been to Lake Winnipesaukee for the 4th?
No.
It's a madhouse.
Yeah.
It is people just getting after it, sunrise to sundown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There'd be a lot of dump outs then, I would imagine.
We should ask ChatGPT what to do.
How many dump outs?
What is a dump out?
Yeah.
Can I just, now that I brought up bumper stickers, can I actually
huge boobs?
My favorite bumper sticker now is the Elon with the X through it on Teslas. Those make me laugh every single time.
I like that one where it was, I bought the car before he bought the office.
Right. Oof. Right. Really showed him.
Speaking of technology, Curtis and Elon, I think we are utilizing Starlink for the dive broadcast. So we'll see how that goes. If it isn't shut down before then by the president. So, all right.
Well, he's been groveling.
So anyway, Roadshow merch and limited edition small batch collab available only while they last. Navy blue beachcomber Roadshow sweatshirts available on Friday morning. I know we have to get to they said it, but Chad wants to give Curtis a piece of his mind.
Oh, good. Friend of mine.
Let me just get Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Curtis. If you knew it was good for you, you'd be careful about what you say about Mo Washington bumper stickers before you come to New Hampshire. It's a big thing in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, why would I care about you? Your car going to the top of Mount Washington?
I know you said you've never done it, but you got to do it. It's a feat, bro. Like, it's not easy, especially if it's, you know, weather conditions. Like, probably the craziest drive you've ever made. So
sell it at the top, or do they also sell it at the base? Because if they do, you have no proof.
You could lie and buy it at the base, of course, but you got to drive up there to get the real one.
But you just said they sell the same one at the base.
Yeah, but it's a small one, so it's not like the giant one that you can put on your bumper sticker. It's like the fake one if you don't want to drive up there. But still. Yeah.
Like I said,
you're coming to Milwaukee to Winnipesaukee in a couple weeks.
I will be in Milwaukee.
You know what was good for you?
Is that drive difficult though?
Yeah,
it's actually Algonquin for the good land.
So it's like a lot of different terrain or uphill.
I mean, it's a road, so I mean,
oh, it's a road. Okay,
well,
it's a mountain, so I'm pretty sure all of it's uphill, but
but you're not off road. It's not like you're off roading, Mel Gibson style.
But you're on a cliff. There's parts of the road that don't even have a guardrail. So you look down, hundreds of feet that you could be driving, going down with your car. I mean, your life flashes before your eyes.
Formal apology to New Hampshire from Curtis coming at the dive show.
It's a feat, bro.
It is a feat, bro.
We took a rental car through the pass from Lake Como to Switzerland. We didn't get a bumper sticker for it.
I definitely did some off-road mountain driving, and it's very scary.
Really?
Yeah. So
did you do that?
Like in West Virginia, but it was more like side-by-sides, four-wheelers. Like even in a lot of people, they have trucks out in the country and they drive them up, So it's very scary. Like I get scared when somebody's driving
John
a truck.
John Denver
up
rejoin?
Yes.
This is Kevin from Quincy. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great.
I think a lot of people tuned into the Red Sox last night, not to see Roman Anthony, but to see his sister, Leah. Oh, my good Lord. She's in Courtney's League of Beauty.
Oh, that's very nice.
Seemed like
she's
a
beautiful.
Very sweet woman.
Yes.
So the whole family, they are very excited, as they should be, about their
good
son.
Good for them.
And how can you not be?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for the dude to hit his first dinger. I don't know when that's going to come. But
that'll come. Takes time.
I need to hear the top five masshole pickup lines at Fenway for Roman's sister.
Yeah, I hope that she had, security exiting that place. I can only imagine.
You want to go yad like your brother?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, very, very nice, very beautiful. And the whole family, they just seem very happy, as they should.
As they should be. And to watch a mom cry watching all the, that's a lot of work that the parents put in as well.
Yeah,
a lot of sacrifice.
Did I hear Lou say during the game, Lou is going to join us at 9, by the way, this morning, that he hit well over 500 in high school?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's what they were saying about him, his high school senior year, his batting average was well over 500. And the father did say that, Anthony said that there was a lot of sacrifice, that the whole family made, whether it was through minor leagues and that kind of thing. But he did put it in perspective. He said, 3 years ago, the kid was in high school.
Yeah.
And now
we can ask Lou about this, too, but it seems like Alex Cora said or sort of hinted that you won't see either you're not likely to see he nor Meyer this weekend. against the Yankees because they're gonna sit them against lefties.
It's so dumb. What happened to playing your good players every day?
Right?
Yeah.
And those guys, you just bring Roman Anthony up.
Like, why are you sitting him? Who cares if it's lefty on lefty?
And then
let the kid mash.
It's at Fenway Park against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And fun fact, the Greg Hill Show will not let Shy mash ever again.
Well, and Lou said this yesterday on the broadcast, or last night on the broadcast. He said that actually Anthony hits lefties better than he does righties. So you would think that he would be in the lineup versus lefties because he hits them better than he does right-handed
pitches.
So then
what's the point?
I don't know why they feel the need to be so careful with him. He's a Major League Baseball player.
I don't know.
Both of them. They're treating them like children. They're Major League players. They're some of the best prospects. One in particular is the best prospect in all of baseball. Just let the kid go hit.
It's weird in other sports.
Well, it's the analytics time.
This is one area, Greg, I would agree with you. Too many computers. Stupid.
It's so weird and like, they do it in hockey and they do it in baseball. They don't do it as much in the NBA, but they don't do it in football at all, where these younger players, they say, well, you're not ready. We need to sit you and develop you. And I get it. There's a minor leagues in hockey and there's a minor leagues in Major League Baseball.
The Patriots did it with Drake last year.
Right, but we're stupid, though. We were all, like, playing, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
So was Mayo.
Yes.
This is Sam from Maine. What's up, Sam?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good. So I want to get your take on this. I think with Mayer and Roman Anthony coming up now, and especially with Christian Campbell's recent struggles, although as a very recent showing some more growth, I think it's possible that he gets sent back down. And then I also think it's possible that they might try and ship him at the trade deadline or possibly one of these big three. I don't think sending Kyle Teal was smart, but I want to get your take on that. I think it's possible, but I think something has to happen.
There's been another thing we can talk to Lou about because Lou, I was following Lou on the socials, and he was saying that you should not be reluctant to ship a guy down if you need to and bring him back up. Mm-hmm. And he was talking specifically about Christian Campbell. But
well, I thought the caller made it seem like to trade one of those guys. Was it?
He did say that at the end.
Because I would be that wouldn't make sense. No, like, you know, no, Myers, your future shortstop, and then Christian Campbell and Anthony. I don't think.
Honestly, you are going to be right back in it. Like, you win this series.
Yeah.
And you do well again against the Yankees this weekend, and you're right back in it.
Yeah, you're right. You're only 3.5 games out of a wild card spot. So, yeah, and Tampa's one of those teams that's got one of those wild card spots. And the other team, I believe, is Toronto. So teams that are in your division that you can make some ground on to get you back up.
Let's take a break, and then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, including what Aaron Rodgers said is the real reason that he returned to the NFL this season. They Said It Every Day is presented by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, those who built it, those who drove to help build it, those who cared for those who are in it. Please nominate your hero who helped to build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Chime, where would you like to start today?
Greg, let's begin with Aaron Rodgers. He met with the press for the first time as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was asked about his wedding ring or the ring that was on his finger, if it was a wedding ring.
And he did get married, I guess. Are we going to hear that?
Yeah, well, here is Aaron Rodgers talking about that and his decision to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Left ring finger, is that an aura ring or anything else? That wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
Why do you still want it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is. Like, I don't need it for my ego. I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys they got here and the opportunity here was the best for me, and I'm excited to be here.
How could it be Coach for your T. soul when, and for Coach T when you were rumored to be going to Minnesota for a bit? You were rumored, I think, to be going to Seattle for a bit. You were rumored to be going to a million other teams until the Steelers picked you third. You were their third option. This guy is such, and I'm sorry, we live in 2025 where everybody has a cell phone on them that has a camera on them. The fact that he's been married for a few months and we have no, there is no photo of this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
He could be. He could
zero
be,
evidence.
He could be erect shunning all of us though.
It makes no sense.
He does ooze douche.
Douchey.
Coach T.
Classic douche.
Has anybody referred
gotta
to
love,
Mike
you gotta
Tomlin?
Love those guys, though. Classic douche.
Could you imagine, Wiggs, if that guy walked in talking like that? Like, wouldn't players just be like, F off?
No wonder TJ Watt wants a new contract.
Not really. I think guys like, a guy like Aaron Rodgers, they instantly, somebody comes in like that, they instantly think like, oh, he's going to make our team better.
Unless he's asking players if they think that 9/11 was real, because he's done that before. So, yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah, like guys are like being in the, you're not really bothered by that. Like, however, like people are, they have their own kind of way.
So they don't roll their eyes when they hear that he's doing this for his soul and Coach T.
They might be like, yo, this dude is off, but they look at him like, oh, he's going to make our team better. You know, you play with guys like that, like he's a little strange. You know, I played with Bible pushes. It's like, all right, bro, no one wants to hear, you know, 15 verses from the Bible.
Well, that's TJ Watt.
But he's good. So, okay.
I am just happy that he landed with a coach like Tomlin that will sit his ass if he's terrible and terrible for the locker room.
Do you think he will, though?
Yes. Yes, I do.
In favor of Mason Rudolph?
I know about that.
If he's not playing well.
They're kind of stuck with him.
No, if he's not playing well and if he's being a douche, I think Mike Tomlin doesn't put up with that
stuff.
They
got to pay him those 10 M's.
Mike Tomlin will. I think it's more about, and I don't know Aaron Rodgers personally, but I do know Mike Tomlin. I think it's the respect that Mike Tomlin, you know, gets from a lot of players.
And that deserves to get.
Yeah, and maybe Rodgers will give him that. Maybe he didn't give me, you know, different than he gave to other coaches.
Also, Sean, the soul doesn't care about the M's.
Oh, you're right.
Right, yeah. No.
My apologies. Sorry,
he's got plenty
it's just
of
the
M's.
Physical body that cares about the
so
M's.
So do you think they had some kind of, like, just a ceremony, just the two of them? That's why there's no...
Probably
we didn't know about it. Was yeah. it?
But
was
they
it,
do they not go to dinner? Do they not step was, out?
Well, that's it, what you would think.
Well, they had to have gone to town hall.
Was it performed by a shaman or like
so
who
in the dark?
About a month ago, Greg, there was a 60 Minutes report on people in Japan, I believe, in Asia. There has been a new trend where people marry themselves. Because women want a wedding, but no men are able to, or that they find adequate. Right. So they actually like they hire a photographer, they dress, and they like if there was ever a guy that would marry himself,
yeah,
it would be Aaron Rodgers.
Well, maybe that's who he married.
We'll get to this during the news. I knew nothing about it until Courtney brought it up, but apparently people are in full on AI relationships.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
So what's
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Like AI relationship.
Full relationship with artificial intelligence. Oh. Like full
that
committed.
That seems productive.
Full committed relationship.
People want partnership.
And there's actually a term for marrying yourself. Sologamy. Mm-hmm. Sologamy. S-O-L-O-G-A-M-Y.
Sologamy. Okay.
Well, I mean, it just depends on what you like. Yo Gotti just broke up with Angela Simmons because he's like, yo, I'm married to the streets.
Yeah.
She wanted to be married. Oh, and yeah. He's like, I already got a wife. That's the streets.
There are some people that are just for them streets.
Yeah. Well, I think he just loves the street environment, you know. Some people say I'm married to my work.
All right. Rest of They Said It coming up next, including what Marco Sturm said. About turning things around for the Boston Bruins. And then we'll get to Courtney and today's news coming up at 8:20.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.